Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 17th of May. I don't know why. I just felt like laughing like Muttley. I can't possibly think of a reason why. I think it's very important in life to stay level, just do things with a bit of dignity, and carry on. Do I fuck? Why I, man? Why I? Do I fuck? Get in there, you beauties! Beautiful Xhaka unravelling, Arteta unravelling. You just love to see it, don't you? Love to see it. Of course, things could still, it's Spurs, could still all go horribly wrong. And it would be, you know, I'd have to suck it up, but I'm a great believer in sing when you're winning. North London is ours. Oh, it is beautiful to watch them unravel, isn't it? Isn't it? It's just lovely. Absolutely gorgeous. What a beautiful day. right, come on, bit of professionalism. Should we have some more Muttley? What have I got? I haven't got a lot, really. I just wanted to log on and laugh. Log on. I just feel like laughing. I think it's really good to laugh every now and then. No, Ultimate's done. We've got four midweek fixtures. Obviously, I think the key one being the game Southampton-Liverpool. Obviously, for the title, still looks slim, but you could have Gerrard's mob going to City on the final day, trying to do his old club a favour after Mahrez missed the penalty at the weekend. What other one have we got? I can't remember. There was another one that obviously is key. Oh, is it Everton playing as well, isn't it? Everton are playing, aren't they? Yes. Everton Palace. Obviously, Everton looking to get themselves out of it. And Burnley Villa. So, down at the bottom of the table. But it's looking a bit grim for Leeds. Did get the last-minute equaliser against Brighton to try and save themselves. Amazing in Stuttgart as well, over in the Bundesliga. Scored in the 92nd minute to stay up at the weekend on goal difference when they looked all but out. Hertha were beating Dortmund, and Dortmund turned that round. And then Stuttgart got the late winner against Cologne to leapfrog them. Incredible. Football, eh? Makes you laugh, doesn't it? Laugh. Sometimes in life, you just got to laugh. Right, I was out all day yesterday. I'm out today. I've got to go to a 12-year-old's birthday party today for a mate of mine. And then I'm out tomorrow. So the podcast will be Thursday, the main mindset one. Do apologise. Just everything's all come at once for me a little bit this last 8-9 days, just catching up things and stuff I hadn't done while the dog and that was ill. So I will be back Thursday with a mindset podcast. I'll do the golf tomorrow. I will try and actually do a pod on that. God, I don't know when I'm going to fit that in, but I have to get up crack of dawn. So I'll tell a lie. It's Wednesday tomorrow, and it's the PGA. So I'll get the PGA preview out tomorrow morning, sometime before I go out. Did well again in the golf this week, obviously the preview, but I mentioned back in Spieth, he ended up finishing second. If you wanted a back in pre-event, it would have obviously traded nicely. And then we did the bets after the first round and ended up with first and second there. So we did a nice trade. Again, people got differing results, but I think you're all sort of learning how to do that. And as I say, once this football season's the main European leagues are out the way, I will do some videos on that. I've just got lots of stuff to do, I know I keep saying it, just life at the minute getting in the way, just keeps getting in the way, but it will after next week. I haven't genuinely, oh no, I'm going up north as well. That is one thing. Yes, I forgot all about that. The racing side, so obviously we did the Q&A with Andy, forgot all about this. And then I put on the weekend, I put some files up on the page there for people. So it was a document that Andy did on tissue pricing a strategy sort of little document and an Excel sheet on entry and exit prices, so that if you wanted a trade, you can see what prices to get out at. So I had numerous scenarios on that. So that is on that racing preview and feedback post, free for anybody who wants to grab it. And then I'm going up to see Andy next week, taking the dog with me. So on the Saturday is the 28th. I know there's a Champions League final. Not interested. Hala Madrid. But in the afternoon, that afternoon, Andy and I will be in, going to, we don't mess about, we go to all the best places. We will be in the Anvil in Wigan from about 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. If anyone wants to pop over and have a beer and chat all things gambling. 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock, the Anvil in Wigan. It's just very casual, roll up and I'll happily buy you a beer if you're there. So that is on the 28th, Champions League day. Yeah, there you go. So that's that. Don't know what else is on that day. Right, nothing else. There isn't anything else. Just the foregate. Obviously, things are winding down, so less selections will be going up on the website. But we'll get to the end of the season and I'll sign all that off. Beginner will continue through the summer if there's any games, but obviously we've got less volume, so there'll be less games. And then obviously I'll be helping people, you know, getting a set up for next season, because it will come around quick. This year seems to be absolutely flying. Bearing down on June already. Just seems to be at the days just be ticking by. But have a lovely day. Why are the lads? Beautiful, isn't it? See how fickle I am. A couple of months ago, the old beheaders were getting stick. Now they're my new best mates. I'm fickle. That's what you've got to be. It's only football, lads. It's only a game. Chillax yourselves. Beautiful. 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 Have a lovely, well, I don't know what day of the week it is, Tuesday. Have a lovely Tuesday. I'll be back with the USPGA preview. I will probably get up and get that done early, as I say. I want to get a bit of momentum with them, so I don't want to miss it, particularly it being a major. So I will have a look at that tonight, do the pod in the morning, and then if there's any trades on Friday, they'll go in the Telegram room as normal. Right, have a lovely Tuesday. Nearly said Wednesday. Have a lovely Tuesday. I will be back with you all tomorrow with the golf.